KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony. David Newman conducts the orchestra performing the music of John Williams, including Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, and more. June 29th at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.
Good morning, I'm Emmeline Mohebi, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, May 15th. A plan to prioritize wildlife at De Anza Cove is moving forward. More on that next, but first, let's get to the headlines. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria announced a new version of his proposed city budget yesterday. It includes funding for programs that were previously on the chopping block. Members of the public spoke out against proposed cuts to libraries, teen centers, and internet access initiatives. Councilmember Joe LaCava thanked them.
Thank you to the hundreds of individuals who made their voices heard loud and clear at the City Council Budget Review Committee meetings these past 2 weeks. Our advocates, the City Council, and our responsive mayor have led to a May revised budget that restores many important programs.
City staff will present the new budget to the City Council Budget Committee on Thursday. It used to be Bike to Work Day, but now it's Bike Anywhere Day. The annual event is happening tomorrow across the county, with local government and transit agencies encouraging cycling as a way to get around. Dozens of pit stops will be set up countywide with refreshments and information for those who want to make cycling part of their daily routines. Bike Anywhere Day is one of the highlights of Bike Month here in San Diego. There's a chance of light rain in parts of the county this morning, but the National Weather Service says the skies will clear up by the afternoon. Temperatures in the inland, mountain, and coastal areas are expected to be in the 60s, and in the deserts, there's no rain in store and temps will be in the high 90s. Tomorrow's weather is expected to start off foggy and cloudy before becoming sunny. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony. David Newman conducts the orchestra performing the music of John Williams, including Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, and more. June 29th at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.
The San Diego City Council yesterday approved a new development plan for 500 acres of Mission Bay Park. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says the goal is to restore more native habitat.
Starting in the 1940s, humans drastically altered the landscape of Mission Bay to create more sandy beaches and parkland. But the environmental consequences were devastating. Endangered birds lost habitat, and the water in Mission Bay is teeming with bacteria and pollutants. Andrew Meyer is conservation director for the San Diego Audubon Society.
So it's not a safe place to be swimming until we start investing in water quality benefits from tidal wetland habitats. The water flushes through a tidal wetland and it improves as it goes into the bay.
The council on Tuesday adopted a plan that would restore more than 140 acres of new wetlands in De Anza Cove. The plan will likely take decades and tens of millions of dollars to fully implement. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
The annual Peace in Israel week-long celebration is underway at UC San Diego. Education reporter MG Perez tells us this year there is an even deeper meaning as the Middle East war continues.
Tritons for Israel is a student organization at UCSD that its members call an advocacy group for Israel's self-determination. There is a representation of the sacred Western Wall on display outside the Geisel Library in honor of the university's annual Peace in Israel Week. Shawnee Mena is a junior and co-president of the organization, committed to educating everyone about the ongoing war triggered by last year's October 7th attack by Hamas.
There's this idea that you can't engage in dialogue or learn something new from a different perspective that you had not been exposed to before. So that's why we're here. We're here to represent the Jewish and Israeli people and their story.
Last week, the university hosted its annual Justice in Palestine commemoration for students who support the end of Israeli occupation in Gaza and the West Bank. MG Perez, KPBS News.
With recent hospital maternity ward closures in the county, the role of birth centers has become increasingly vital. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco tells us about one San Diego center that's receiving a funding boost to keep its doors open and continue providing maternal care.
Nikki Helm says operating San Diego County's only Black-owned birth center is a lot of responsibility, especially now.
We've lost a birth center. We've lost two maternity wards. So my doing this work has become that much more important.
Helm says she's thought about closing her doors a few times due to financial struggles. But with a new $100,000 equity impact grant, she's getting ready to expand her maternal care services.
We're trying to, you know, reverse the disparities that exist for women of color in hospitals. And so I think one of the first things that I want to do is to be able to support our group prenatal program.
The possibilities of the grant stir up a mix of emotions for Helms.
But I have no doubt that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Coming up, some important reminders to maintain your inner peace during Mental Health Awareness Month.
It's really important to dedicate a life to mental health awareness, but I'm glad that they're giving 4 weeks to shine a light on it.
We'll have that story just after the break.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, inviting you to experience the science of story. 6 days of programming celebrating how and why we tell the stories that move us from July 23rd through the 28th at UC San Diego. Events include Clarion Writers Masterclass, A Tale of Two Sulus, An Evening with George Takei and John Cho, Star Trek in Concert with the San Diego Symphony, and more. For information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
This month is Mental Health Awareness Month. Julie Potiker is a mindfulness expert and mindful self-compassion teacher. She's also worked with the UCSD Center for Mindfulness and is the author of Life Falls Apart, But You Don't Have To, Mindful Methods for Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos, and Snap from Chaos to Calm. She joins me now to talk about the importance of mental health awareness. Julie, welcome to the San Diego News Now podcast.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you. We're happy as well. So why is it important to dedicate a month to mental health awareness?
It's really important to dedicate a life to mental health awareness. But I'm glad that they're giving 4 weeks to shine a light on it, because there are resources and there is help and there are things that people can do to live with less suffering and more ease.
According to the CDC, anxiety and depression among adults 18 to 29 years old has increased more than 5% in the U.S. in recent years. What are some other factors that are playing a role in this rise?
Well, COVID didn't help. And then there's social media and TikTok and the echo chambers that we all find ourselves in and where we get our facts, and people not having a basic sense of trust and a basic belonging. We really need to feel belonging and community to get our nervous systems to feel safe and relaxed. There's that tend and befriend, they call it, in our central nervous system when we're just feeling relaxed and calm. And that is a way healthier place to be, because if you're in stress with the cortisol and adrenaline that gets released in your body, it can make you really sick, and it makes anxiety and depression way worse, which is why self-compassion is a great antidote for all of that. I mean, it really takes the temperature down and makes people not feel like they can mother themselves. They're nicer to themselves. They're nicer to other people. They're more of service on the planet. It's just it's a great curriculum to teach people tools to feel better.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it starts with speaking kind to yourself and putting yourself first and that self-care first. I truly believe it starts with that. At what point does it go from impacting our mental health to being a mental health condition like depression or anxiety?
Well, that's a spectrum. So it depends on how difficult it is for you to live your daily life. If you can't get out of bed in the morning and you can't take a shower and brush your teeth and get dressed and you can't pick what to wear and your thoughts are garbled, then you have a condition that really needs help. Or if you're having panic attacks all the time and you can't go to work and you can't drive your car and you can't be in society because you're just constantly either disassociating from panic attacks, your heart's racing, whatever, then that's anxiety that needs to be addressed.
And speaking of addressing anxiety, what are some local resources available for people struggling with their mental health?
Well, I think people should look first at NAMI. That's the National Alliance on Mental Health. And there's a San Diego chapter if you go to namisandiego.org, where you can find counseling and helplines and support groups, as well as NAMI. People could absolutely find tons of resources for fantastic courses and workshops when they look at the UCSD Center for Mindfulness website. And there's also a ton of BetterHelp, online matching you up with a therapist thing. I mean, there's places to go to get help if people want to get help. And there's also, reaching out and talking to a friend. And if you belong to a house of worship, showing up and being in community.
Yeah. So speaking of, talking to someone, Julie, what would you say to someone who may be struggling with mental health but is hesitant to reach out for help?
You're not alone. And everybody struggles from time to time, as you know, right?
Yeah, definitely. Those are powerful words for sure. So now I'd like to switch gears and talk about improving mental health in general. What are some little things that we can do daily that will improve our mood long term?
So I created an acronym called SNAP that really helps people manage difficult emotions, no matter what the difficult emotion is. It stands for soothing touch, name the emotion, act, and praise. And the soothing touch piece, the brain science behind that is when you put your hands on your body where you find it soothing. For some people, it's two hands on their heart or two hands on their belly or one of each. Some people cradle their face or hug their upper arms. All those motions, that's the mammalian caregiver response, and endorphins and oxytocin is going to get released by your brain into your body, and it downregulates the cortisol and adrenaline that is the stress hormones. So before you can even get your thinking brain online, place your hands on your body where you find it soothing, and your nervous system will start to calm down. And then naming the emotion also gives your prefrontal cortex more time to come on. Oh, that's fear. And then the act is, what do I need to hear right now? Which is like the penultimate mindful self-compassion question. And then part B of that big act is your toolbox. What do I need to do right now to shift my feeling, my mood, my body? And that'll be, Emmeline, whatever is in your toolbox that's available at that minute. So you might look at your joy list, which you've written down, and you might see on there, go outside, pick some flowers, listen to the birds, call your best friend, take a bath, listen to your favorite song. You know, all these things that are things that bring you joy, that fill you up in your heart and your mind and your soul and your guts with a calm, peaceful, easy feeling. You might need to use one tool after another until you really feel better. And then the P, praise, is thank you. And it folds into the gratitude. So you could be thanking your deity, the people that have a real faith-based practice, get a lot of solace from that. Or you could just be thanking your teachers, thanking yourself, thanking your practice, thanking the universe. But gratitude is a humongous mental health and well-being thing that we can all do every single day. And it has benefits in every single area of your life. So if you even just write down the answer to these two questions every day, what did I enjoy today? What am I grateful for today? you will have benefits in every single aspect of your life, your emotional life, your health, your career, your social life, and in specific parts of your personality.
Well, Julie, you gave some really good tips. I want to try some out myself, so I really appreciate that. I've been speaking with Julie Potiker, a mindfulness expert and mindful self-compassion teacher, content creator, and author. Julie, thank you so much for joining me on the San Diego News Now podcast.
It was really my pleasure. Thanks so much.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join me again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Emmalyn Mohebi. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the newly redesigned and fuel-efficient 2024 Prius at your local Toyota dealer and learn about its advanced tech and next-gen hybrid synergy drive system. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.